In the bitter cold, hundreds of protesters from across the United States converged on a high school in Sterling, Illinois.
We don't want them here.
Where a state commission was holding a public meeting on the possible sale of a prison 30 kilometers away to the federal government. The Thompson Correctional Center would be used to house Guantanamo detainees. Citizens like Debbie Lee voiced concerns. Her son Mark was a Navy SEAL and was killed in Iraq in 2006. She says she visited Guantanamo in 2008 and is against housing terror suspects on U.S. soil.
So I'm here today to make sure that they hear my voice and hear what I personally saw down there. My son gave up his life fighting the terrorists so that we wouldn't ever have him back here in this country again.
The possible sale of Thompson intersects with two major issues: the need to create jobs and state revenue while ensuring security. At the meeting, Jack Lavin, a top Illinois state official, said housing terror suspects at Thompson Prison would help ease high unemployment in the region.
The White House Council of Economic Advisors has estimated that up to 3,800 jobs and more than $1 billion of economic activity in Illinois will be generated during just its first 4 years of operation.
But prison guard Todd Pistolnik said he stands to lose if the federal government takes control of the Thompson facility.
We don't have rights to slide over into the federal prison system. We would have to go ahead and apply just like everyone else, and the requirements to work in a federal facility versus a state facility are a little bit more difficult. For me, I'm too old because I'm 44. They have a cutoff age at 37, so that's going to eliminate a lot of the people that already work there.
Tom Brackemeyer supports the sale. He said Illinois stands to gain more than just jobs as prison guards.
And it's not only the jobs inside the prison. It's the jobs it'll create outside the prison. You know, there's going to be expanded jobs outside.
Commission members will provide their findings to Illinois Governor Pat Quinn. Even if they oppose the prison sale, Governor Quinn is not obligated to follow their recommendation. Quinn has already indicated he favors the sale, which could be completed as early as May 2010. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Sterling, Illinois.
Yeah. She does. So that we all know.